Now, the result of this is even more shocking. It's stated in the 10th verse, Galatians 3:10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Understand, if you're going to be justified by the law of Moses, you've got to keep the whole law all the time. And if you fail to do that, and you've put yourself under the law, you bring a curse upon yourself. For the law itself says, cursed is everyone who does not keep all the law all the time. So the result of this cross being obscured by Satan's activities were legalism, carnality, and a curse. That's a solemn statement. I'll give you just one other scripture which says in one verse what took place to the Galatians, with the Galatians. In Jeremiah 17, Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength or his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. The curse is pronounced on somebody of whom it says his heart departs from the Lord. So this is a person who has known the supernatural grace of God and experienced it in his life, but then he turns back to making flesh his strength. In other words, he turns back to the best he can do by his own efforts. And in doing that, if I may use the phrase, he has snubbed the Spirit of grace. He has in effect said to the Holy Spirit, you're not good enough. I think I can do it better my way. And on that behavior, God pronounces a curse. If you want to look at the next verse, you'll see as vivid a description of somebody under a curse in one verse as you could ever wish for. Jeremiah 17, verse 6. For he, the man under the curse, shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes. He shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. What a vivid picture of somebody under a curse. Blessings are all around him. Rain falls, the earth is fruitful, but it never reaches him. He lives in a dry, barren, cursed land. Oh, how many hundreds of people I've dealt with in that category since God has given me this understanding of how a curse operates and how people can be delivered. But I want to challenge you tonight to consider, as I've described the problem of the Galatians, could it be your problem? Could it be the problem of your church? Could it be perhaps the primary problem of the professing church today? Because almost every major movement in the church began with a supernatural sovereign visitation of God. Otherwise, they would never have impacted history. No matter which denomination you go to, and I don't want to name any specific denomination, they began because God visited them sovereignly with supernatural power. How many of them today are relying on the same sovereign supernatural power as gave them birth? I would say very few, if any. I introduce this message this way because I want you to see we're dealing with something that's real and current and extremely important. It's not some remote little group somewhere that's gone astray. It's Satan's main weapon against the Church of Jesus Christ is to obscure the reality of the cross.